Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Pam in Vermont is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
I have a oak staircase. You walk in my front door, and there's a slate walk, like an entryway. And then there's an oak staircase going upstairs. It's really pretty. But I'm scared to death. Kids are going to just slide right down the whole staircase and end up on the rock. I found some spray stuff, and it looks like they put sand in clear paint. And I'm wondering, if I put that on, am I going to ruin the staircase?
There's a line of products called Slip Doctor, and they make products for wood, for vinyl, for stone. And with any of those products, what I would suggest you do, because you want to make sure that it's going to clean well after it's on. It's not going to, you know, attract dirt. So try it in an inconspicuous area, like maybe your neighbor's house.
I could do that.
And see how it works, you know? I mean, no, try it like, I don't know, in a closet, or even get a board, finish it with urethane, spray it on the board, see what it looks like. And really test it out before you commit your staircase to it.
Yeah, my concern is that, you know, how difficult would it be to clean? You know, it's like you're taking a shiny wood surface and now making it textured. Is dust and dirt going to stick in there? But I mean, it's a staircase, so how much do you get there? You know, you really got to give it a test run.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it to be tacky all the time. You know, you wouldn't be able to dust.
No, I wouldn't want it to be tacky, but I also want to make sure that my kids are barefoot half the time, too, so I want to make sure they can still walk on it.
Yeah, and the other thing that you can consider doing, though, is you could add a carpet runner right down the middle of the stairs, have it professionally installed so that the center of the step has a carpet runner on it and the sides are still exposed. I mean, that's kind of the way we did our staircase in an 1800s house, and, you know, it takes that issue away. It's not slippery. You walk up the carpet in the middle of the stairs, and you can still see the finished railing on the edge of the step, the edge of the treads.
Yeah, so I think maybe that would be a good solution if the other doesn't work.
Good luck with that project.
Thank you so much.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.